A lot of things have been happening in both the Pocahontas County 911 Center and in the County Emergency Services, so we went to the director, Michael O'Brien, to learn about each. Mike first wanted to tell us about the efforts to improve the critical radio communications between the 911 Center and the various first responders.
About a year ago, almost now, we got a grant to upgrade our microwave system from the state. That's in the works, and we've been negotiating with CityNet. We're actually going to run a fiber line from here to 911 Center to our Thomastown tower site and upgrade the microwave link from there to Snowshoe, and we've been in negotiations with CityNet for almost a year now on our contract, and we verbally came to an acceptable agreement, and we're going to take that to the County Commission meeting on August 7th, and hopefully they approve our MOU with them to install the fiber line here to 911. That'll tremendously help our radio signal from here to Snowshoe in coverage. That seems like it's a weak part of our system.
Next, Mike explains about the need to replace their current CAD system at the 911 center. For those who might not know, CAD stands for Computer-Aided Dispatch System, which allows for emergency responder dispatchers to determine the closest units to dispatch to an emergency 911 call and to track the response and arrival times of those emergency units, whether it be police or fire. CAD systems also maintain a history of calls for service, so, for example, a responding law enforcement officer can be informed before their arrival at a call if there have been similar calls at the location, or if the vehicle at a traffic stop has been stopped before, and if there were any safety or violence issues associated with any of those prior responses. In other words, the CAD system is the heart of any 911 dispatch system.
Almost a year ago, we got a letter from our current CAD vendor that our CAD company had been bought out by another company. Basically, they're not going to support our current CAD system anymore. So we're going to have to upgrade our CAD system, and our phone system has to be upgraded this year. So we've been shopping and we're demoing CAD companies and phone companies, and of course that will affect the Sheriff's Department as well. So they're involved with the selection as well. We found one we really like, and we're going through the steps now and trying to get our proposals together to take that to the Commission to make a change with our phone system, CAD system. Once we sign the paperwork, it'll take a year to bring that to fruition.
Be sure to stay tuned to Allegheny Mountain Radio for part two of our talk with Mike O'Brien of the Pocahontas County Emergency Management and 911 Center, where we will talk about the 911 mapping and addressing project, as well as the impact on the county's emergency responders caused by the Snowshoe Rad and the pipeline construction. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.